Unit 1. Listening. Page 8. Exercise 3.
People are always surprised when I tell them about my hobby. Well, it's my passion, really. I've not only learnt some useful skills through doing it, but it's also made me much more self-confident. I never really thought I'd enjoy a water sport because I don't like swimming or sailing. But last year, I went camping with my family and we stayed near a lake. I tried kayaking with my cousin and we both loved it. For me, that was that. From then on, I was hooked. When we came home, my parents allowed me to join a local club. Since then, they've been really supportive. I was worried they might try to persuade me to stop kayaking, but they're delighted I found something I love doing. The club is on a lake, and I go kayaking most days, in all seasons. Some people only go in spring and summer, but I've found that if I dress warmly enough, I can kayak in all weathers, even on freezing winter days. Nowadays, kayaks are made of wood, plastic, or fiberglass, although the earliest ones, built by the Inuits in North America, were made of animal skins over a whalebone frame. I've got my own kayak now. It's a one-person kayak, although you can get ones for two or three people. Mine is made of plastic, so it's light and strong. Not long after I started, I tried kayaking in a two-person kayak, but I didn't enjoy it as much. If you don't paddle together at the same time, the kayak can become quite unstable. It's tricky to get in rhythm with someone else. It used to drive me mad. It was really annoying. I was much happier kayaking by myself. When you watch it, kayaking can seem deceptively easy. You get in the kayak and paddle off, right? Wrong! It's harder than it seems because the most essential thing to learn is water safety. You have to learn to rescue yourself and others. When you start lessons, it's quite hair-raising because they involve capsizing the canoe, so you go upside down in the water and then turning it over again so you come out of the water. Unless you master that, you're not allowed out. Luckily, my instructor was great, so we learnt the basic safety techniques pretty quickly. Then we moved on to paddling skills. That's how you move in different directions. Now that I'm proficient, I've been looking into doing some white water kayaking next summer. It's basically kayaking down rapids on a river. But while I feel really confident kayaking on lakes and even in the sea, I'm not convinced that I'd enjoy going down rapids. You have to make split-second decisions, and I'd be nervous about making a serious mistake. I think you have to be pretty cool-headed and love excitement to do it. I take part in competitions now. At the moment, I'm getting ready for one. That means a lot of hard training, in and out of the water. I go to a gym twice a week to do exercises to improve the muscles in my back, legs and arms. If you want to get better, you need to really build up your upper body strength, as well as your general fitness level. I get up at 5 a.m. every day to fit in all the training, and sometimes it's hard to stay motivated, but my instructor is really encouraging. If I won any of the races in the competition, I'd be delighted, but that's not why I do it. When I'm out on the water alone, and when I get into the flow of the movement, that's much more important to me than winning a competition. It feels simply amazing.